to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. Hey, guys. Woo-hoo. Boy, this is going to be a busy week. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you are pretty well rested. 5 minutes past the hour. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to talk about the latest in the developments of Mr. Snowden and Edward Snowden, who has come out saying he is the one that has revealed the NSA program that had the multiple surveillance aspects going into the internet and through the phones and the emails and texts, etc. From what I understand, he's not hiding out in Hong Kong. He is visibly being there in Hong Kong, taking refuge. Well, tell you guys what's the latest updates with that. We had another limousine that caught on fire. I believe 10 women were in this limousine, all in their age, in their 80s and 90s, all escaped. Thank heavens. We also got 40% of designated drivers will drink anyway that night. So for those of you about to go out and party, going, all right, Joe's the designated driver. Thanks, Joe. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. He may start drinking too. 40% of designated drivers drink. We also got the Redneck Olympics. Oh, I love the Redneck Olympics. I got a little redneck in me. So we got to talk about that. Then we have a doctor who tried to kill another doctor, poison another doctor. Pretty scary stuff when that happens, because doctors, unfortunately, really know about what, you know, can save people, but what also can cause their demise, right? Which is probably why many people didn't want to date me, you know, once they heard I was going into medical school. It wasn't my looks, right, or my soft-spoken nature. It had to have been because they thought I was a doctor and I understood, you know, chemistry and the chemical imbalances and, you know, how to, you know, stop somebody's hemoglobin from bringing oxygen to them. Scary thought that that would be why my dating life was so dried up. But could be, could be. Then most seniors are going to be running out of money. Most seniors are not saving the money they need to. What are we supposed to do about that? I mean, it's very hard to go and try to have more kids at this point to support us later. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, as much as I'd love to pose the question to you guys out there as, you know, how are you saving money? What money have you saved up? I know some of you are like, well, wait a second, if the phone calls and voicemail and text and if everything is on government record, you don't want to say anything because then people will know where the money is. I get that. Those of us that maybe have some baseboards we can lift up and hide something in or under the pillowcase. Yeah, I get that. I get that. We don't have to talk about that if you don't want to have to divulge. But I would kind of like to get an idea how you guys are preparing. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Very similar subject, and we were talking about how Social Security is going to be defunct by 2033 and how Medicare is supposed to be defunct by 2026. This new study from Interest.com found that seniors in 48 states and the District of Columbia were at risk to outlive their retirement monies. The only two states that were looking like we're doing okay, believe it or not, was Nevada, where I'm from, and Hawaii. That's cool. See, the thing with Hawaii is, can't you just live off the land? I mean, if I lived in an island community, I would probably have a coconut tree in my backyard. I could fish pretty well. I'd probably be fishing. I would probably, you know, so it's not as urgent as me living out here in Nevada that needs to be able to make an outback run whenever I get hungry and in the mood for some meat. They say the average income of the 65 and older crowd is only 57% of the money earned by those age 45 to 64. Did you know you're supposed to save 70% of your income? And now, I don't get if that's supposed to be 70% total or 70% per year. Remember when the recession was first starting back in 2008? And I remember the discussion back in the 90s, the 80s, and the 70s, where they were telling us to have 3 months' income always stored away in case something happens. I remember in the 70s, my parents were complaining, 3 months' income, they can't scrape together that. They never had that much in savings. So I remember hearing them talk about that. And then in the 80s, they were talking about maybe 3 months to 6 months. And my parents, again, were talking about, oh, no way, this isn't going to happen. You know, we'll just have to, I don't know, put the kids to work. And, you know, my sister worked at fast food, and I was still too young to work. But, man, I would have done a lemonade stand. I mean, I would have done whatever you had to do legally and ethically to, you know, help chip in to the family. And then when in 2008, I was listening to CNN, and one of the business, I don't know if it was Denise Romans, I don't know, it must be Christine Romans, they were talking about how you should have probably close to a year in your savings right about now as we go into the recession. A year of income in our savings. No way. That wasn't happening. The recession was starting. So now we get told that most of our seniors, no, they won't have enough money. This is horrible. They say Hawaii and Nevada, both of which were over the 70% mark. But apparently the four lowest ranking states of people having income put aside was Massachusetts, New Jersey, North Dakota, and Rhode Island. They say many senior citizens are significantly underfunded and risk running out of money, especially since people are living longer. Ah, that's what I've been saying. Hello? That's what I've been saying. So many people have unpaid mortgages. They're retiring. Medicare isn't handling all the medical bills. This is some scary stuff. Now, I mean, as, you know, your radio doctor, okay, I don't know what, how close a relationship that is. I mean, none of you have ever invited me to Thanksgiving dinner, so I don't know how close you consider me. But this to me is pretty, pretty scary. And we need to come up with a list of ways that you guys can start protecting yourselves. Because I want you to live as long as you can. And I hate this fear that you're going to outlive your savings. Don't go away. Let's hear from you. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, work on the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite Channel 244 and all our affiliates out there tuning in. Thank you so much. All right, so one of you over the break said you're just not retiring, period. You're just not retiring. We're talking about how this latest study is saying most seniors are going to be outliving their income. And we got a growing problem of people who are going to be needing a lot more than what the government can give us through Social Security, especially if Social Security doesn't exist later. So we're discussing ways to prepare for our financial future and medical future. It is kind of scary stuff. I can't tell you how many patients I've had that have said, you know, doctor, how long do I have to live? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I haven't diagnosed you with any terminal illness. I mean, you're all you're here is, you know, for a refill of some hydrocortisone cream and your Viagra. What are you talking about? Well, I want to know how long do you think I'm going to live, because I only have X amount of money in the bank. Okay. And, you know, I'm very upfront with my patients and very forward. So I asked one of them, well, how much money do you have in the bank? He goes, I have 40,000. And what do you get on Social Security? You got about $700-$800 a month. All right, so we did some calculations, and I told him you need to up that 40,000. I I don't want to go into too much detail what he offered next. And I said, no, that probably wouldn't work. Fence will go bankrupt. Keep in mind, I see a lot of patients in Nevada. But anyway, going on. So I have many patients that want to know how long do they got because they're afraid that they're not going to have enough money in the bank. All right. The one thing I've noticed with this recession, and we've discussed this on our show many times, is there's never enough money that you could have saved up. Because once business or things go bad, it gets sucked up. I have seen Slurpees get sucked down slower than what happened with our bank account during this recession. It is some scary stuff. And I got to be honest with the caller that didn't want to stay on air in terms of just not planning to retire. All right? And I mean, I'm in my 40s. I got a birthday coming up at the end of this week. Happy birthday. Thank you. I know. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to me. This is the age in your 40s where you slowly start to sock away a little bit of money for the kids. You sock away a little bit of money for, I know some business analysts are probably out there going, Dahlia, you should have started that in your 20s. I tried to start socking money away. I tried to invest in real estate. I tried to do everything right. I got a rental home that I was going to put a tenant in. I did. When I was in my 20s, I did all that. I tried. Okay, I couldn't do a lot. I couldn't do a lot with stock market. We didn't have that much money. But then things happened. Family members died. We had to help support some of the family members. We had to help bury them. Money started to go. Rules changed. Obama came into power, and whatever was a deduction then doesn't seem to be as much a deduction. Rental properties and investment properties don't seem to be as tax deducting as well. And now things just, in addition to this, it just, things are going upside down and rapidly. So here I am in my 40s. Some of you are in the same boat as I am, maybe older, going, I don't have 6 months of income, a year of income, 70% of income socked away. They're probably talking 70% of your yearly income socked away in preparation. All right. Well, one of you had emailed me. This was when we were discussing this a while back. Where do seniors find jobs? Can you work as a senior? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. For those of you that want to chime in on this, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is Walmart. Okay. I got to tell you, these guys are nice. I don't think I have ever seen such friendly employees and work ethic. I don't think I have ever seen such work ethic than I have from some of the seniors at Walmart. Maybe it's because I'm so used to, you know, going to some of these fast food places and some of these young guns don't really seem to really care less. But it blows my mind. So being a senior can actually have a huge advantage in the workforce. Number one is you're a little bit more seasoned, okay? All right. Number two is you understand coming to work on time, leaving work on time, why those are important. You also aren't in the texting age, okay? And, you know, when we talk about interviews, okay, these are probably some great things to bring up in an interview. We should probably, just because we've got too many stories, I probably won't go over interviewing today, but we need to do that on some interview skills for those of you out there in the workforce. But I mean, if you are an older person applying for a job and, you know, you need to convince the employer why you are better than somebody 30 years your senior. All right. Number one is you tell them you totally understand how to respect authority. Okay, you come from an age where what your boss tells you, you don't backtalk. You get things done. Number two is, you know, if you're told to be at work at 8 a.m., you're there at 7:45. Okay, you do not want to cut things close and be late. You also understand that you don't sit there and leave early. You also understand that texting and all this social network stuff that all these young guns are doing has no place in the workforce. So you'll never catch me, boss, texting on the job. I'm going to be working. You see what I mean? And they're probably like, yeah, you want to know what? I did have to fire the last three people because they were sitting there texting on the job. Number four is I don't have my period anymore. So all that time I needed to take off, I mean, I'm not me. I'm still, unfortunately, stock it up on maxi pads. But I mean, if I was a senior, I'd be like, you don't have to worry about me calling in for cramps. Those menstrual migraines are gone. Boom. Right? Number five, Obamacare. With Obamacare, you have to help pay for my dependents. All my kids are grown. Okay? It's just me. Just me and my husband, or if I'm a widow or widower, just me. God forbid. And you may actually be in pretty good light. We talked about last week how some employers are going to be sued because they're not covering the maternity of their employees' kids. Remember, if a kid is on the health insurance till 26 years old and they get pregnant, the employer has to make sure he is paying for a plan that's also covering that maternity. And so you may actually be an advantage for the employer. Not to mention if you have Medicare. If you have Medicare, that job may not even have to pay for your health insurance. Okay? Now, according to this one story, now this is a little bit older, okay? They say 13% of American workers were 55 and older in 2000. They say by 2015, 20% of our workforce is going to be over the age of 55. Now, some of you will say, well, Dahlia, that doesn't help me. Okay, I still don't know how to plan for the financial future. I won't get a job. Maybe you will. Okay, you know, if somebody is smart from a business sense and working his business model, he may need to attract as his consumers the seniors. And you're going into that senior group, all right, may give that company a much better idea on what is needed than some 20-year-old who listens to her iPhone. Sorry, not putting the 20-year-olds down, but what I'm saying is, you know, somebody who's, they aren't even thinking hearing aids and adult diapers and canes and resurfacing projects of buildings and higher chairs, higher toilet seats, movable counters that go up and down. You see what I mean? Somebody may not be thinking about those marketing techniques because most of us young people could just sit at any counter and do fine. But you have a counter or tabletop that somebody who's a little bit more stiff with arthritis can bring up. And I mean, furniture is going to be changed. Cars, all right? I mean, you know, have cars evolved to our growing population? I know some of you are like, well, my grandma drives a Cadillac. Yeah, no, yeah. Okay, I'm not talking about the cars they liked when they were in their 30s. We're talking about, are cars easier to get in? Are there little ramps to get into your car? Right? I mean, there are so many business ideas needed right now that they're saying about 10 to 20% are going to start making their, you know, working from home, doing their own businesses. Many of them are going to be looking for part-time. Very little are going to probably do full-time. But, we got to be inventive. We need to be looking to the future. We need to see who our growing population is. But don't think that you are going to be out of the running just because you're 30 years older than somebody else. You may be in the biggest advantage pool right now. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're going to talk about Edward Snowden and how he is the one that gave us the scoop on the U.S. surveillance system. Is he a hero, or is this kind of worrisome when our ex-CIA people spill the beans? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, okay. This is going to be a tough conversation to bring up because I think many of us have been relieved to hear that, not relieved to hear what the government has been doing, but we were pretty glad that we heard about it. And we were made aware that a lot of the things that we do privately can be spied on. Even though President Obama last week, it was supposed to be a speech on healthcare, and reporters wanted to ask about what was happening with our phone calls, our Google searches, if some of us had been looking up boobies, does the government know about it? And he was saying no one is looking at your calls. In fact, you could see he was pretty distressed because I posted this on the Truckers Forum. Apparently, his notes weren't up there. His remarks weren't up there. And so he had to kind of snap at his staff. He was like, people, people, and then somebody had to run. The person who ran, I think, even tripped. I mean, pretty, you could see there was a lot of tension. Well, over the weekend, we found that Edward Snowden, 29 years old, okay, had worked as a contractor at the National Security Agency and the CIA. He had told The Guardian and The Washington Post that they were allowed to reveal his identity yesterday. Now, last week, both papers had published a series of top secret documents outlining two NSA surveillance programs. One, I guess, gathers hundreds of millions of our phone records while searching for possible links to known terrorist targets abroad. And the other allows the government to tap into 9 U.S. Internet companies to gather all domestic Internet usage and to detect suspicious behavior that begins overseas. He said he investigated one of the biggest government leaks in U.S. history to inform the public of what he called the greatest danger to our freedom and way of life. Now, Snowden was a systems engineer and administrator for the CIA, and he most recently worked as a contractor for the U.S. National Security Agency. So, you know, here we have a whistleblower. He's in Hong Kong right now. The U.S. wants to extradite him, of course. And I know some of you are on the line, so we'll get your calls in a second. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I mean, on one respect, many of us, you know, are like, okay, great. We know what's going on. It just reminds us that this type of stuff is going on. We have no privacy in this government, no matter how much freedom of speech we think we have. Just reminds us, to me, of what's been going on the whole time. I really wasn't that shocked. I don't like it at all, but I wasn't that shocked. I figured the government was doing that because, you know, sometimes I'll hear giggles even on the, I'll be like talking, you know, to my friends and that'd be like a giggle. I'm like, who thought that was funny? Okay. Anyway, but then on the flip side, are we now going to set precedents for people who leave, get fired, don't get to continue their contract work, coming out in the open and talking to foreign newspapers, national newspapers, about national security secrets? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. James is calling from Kentucky. Hey, James, buddy, how's it going?
I'm doing good. I got a question for you. First, I'll make a comment. I do think that we do need security for our country, that this should be done responsibly, where the government should be looking at people from outside the United States who have immigrated here that may be from countries that have known terrorist affiliations, et cetera. But the situation has been exposed that the facility in Utah or wherever it is over there that's miles under the ground that is so big that it can take all the information from every individual in the United States. That kind of throws that argument under the table.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so that's where we need to look at, you know, because I'm kind of looking at this whole thing, and I'm seeing that, you know, these scandals are coming out on a daily basis, right? And if you're looking at it, and you're, like, standing out in front of the White House, and somebody goes, oh, look, there's a scandal, and there happens to be a, you know, a penguin walking across the lawn, and you see, oh, yeah, that's a scandal, you know, you identify it. Look behind the White House and see what they're sneaking in the back door. You know, it's something bigger, like elephant-sized, right? But lately, all these elephant-sized scandals are coming, falling out the front door. Makes me wonder what kind of dinosaur scandals are rolling in the back door.
Absolutely.
You know, there seems to be something way bigger behind all this.
Exactly. And, you know, I do agree that government has the ability to give us distractions. I mean, look at today's headline. I know some of you are looking at other headlines, but today's medical headline was, oh, seniors are going to really need the government because they don't have enough money. You know, things like that are going to take people off what's going on the national news and make them worry about themselves. going, all right, what do I, you know, and I didn't really want to open the show talking about seniors and money and how to whatever, but, it, and because I know that could be a distraction, and it is, it's a serious case, et cetera, but you're right. You just saw, that's why, like, with the Boston Marathon bombers, you got these two brothers that are at the forefront of the news with the Boston Marathon bombings. What's behind them? What is the big terrorist cell behind these guys? And I didn't want us continually distracted, you know, by, I guess, oh, Misha and some of the other things that were out there. That's what I felt. I felt there were distractions.
One more thing, if I can. Are you still there?
Yep, I'm still there. I have to be. It's my job.
One more thing, if I can. I just got quiet for a second. If you go back and you look real closely at Obama's speech on Friday in California, he made a statement verbatim that's got me thinking there is hope. I don't know how it's going to play out, but he said sometime in the next 3.5 years, he would be leaving office. Now, I'm wondering if he's going to go face first or feet first, and by that I mean, is he going to do the honorable thing like Richard Nixon did and just say, I hereby resign and walk out on his own, or is
no.
he going to allow Congress to find proceedings to impeach him and get burned out on his face?
I mean, you could only hope and pray, but my guess is no. He's going to be in it for the long run. He's on a power trip. He's going to want all this to brush under the rug. There'll be the government is brilliant when it comes to distractions. Thank you, James, for calling. No, I think he's going to stay put because remember, they want Hillary or Michelle Obama. They're grooming Michelle Obama also. And he's going to want to play things out just like Clinton did. He's going to want to stay in office. And Michelle Obama is going to be groomed to be the first black woman president. That's what I predict. But I want to go back to this and dissect this with you all. All right. How do you feel about an ex-technical assistant for the CIA? All right, an ex-assistant, an ex-contractor coming out and giving our secrets. Now, true, this might have helped many of us, okay? And that always seems to be the case. If something helps us, it's okay. If something hurts us, it doesn't, even if it's the same act. But how do you guys feel about that, having an NSA whistleblower? I mean, you know, I'm kind of torn. I'm a little concerned. I mean, do we have a lot more that are going to want to say their piece and then flee to another country and hope that whatever they say is okay? How do we know whatever they're saying is true? Now, to me, whatever he said makes perfect sense, so I don't really doubt his story, and I know everybody is still going to be investigating what his, you know, testimony is if it gets down to that point. But I, as much as I'm glad that this was revealed to us, you do have to kind of stop and go, all right, we do have a system that is a little weak and broken if we do have whistleblowers, all right? Because if, God forbid, one of these whistleblowers works with the, or goes to work with the enemy, all right, we have a very weakened national security system. Okay, maybe one thing our government could do is do things right and ethically, you'd think, but still. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one side for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility. So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And for those of you on Facebook, find our Facebook page, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Would love to be able to connect, talk, give you guys the latest updates and news, even when I am off air. Remember, you can listen to The Dr. Dahlia Show 24-7. We are on our iPhone apps, Android apps, all for free. We are online at drdahlia.com. So many of you are upset that you only get 1 hour of the show. Actually, some people are upset. Yeah, they don't just all pat themselves on the back and say, whew, dodged a bullet on that one. No, they actually do like listening to the show. So you can listen any time, and we are live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday Pacific time, 9 to noon Pacific time. Eastern would be noon to 3. So make sure y'all still stay on board. Got a lot to talk about. I want to throw a big shout out to all the winners of the National Redneck Olymp Hicks, which is a Redneck Olympics that showcases phenomenal skills anywhere from mud wrestling, bobbing for pig's feet, the loudest belch, keg toss, redneck belly flop, redneck horseshoes, a fishing tournament, biggest beer belly contest. I know some of you think it's a joke. It's not. I'm looking at some wood carvings. Amazing stuff. I mean, you got gifted people, all right? I got a little bit of redneck. I wish I had more, but I'm very proud of the redneck that I got in me. It was held in Augusta, Georgia, all right? You had the torch. You had medals. It's a real Olympics. All right, the bobbing for pig's feet, I'm not sure who won on that one. You got the belly flop. You see some amazing feats of athleticism. All right, you got people chopping wood and wood carving, even using power saws, pretty brilliant stuff. There is a monster truck off-roading type of derby, pretty amazing athletic and skills that I've seen, and bravo, keep it up. You know, some of you have asked me, this was during football season, where's the psychology behind people loving football? I mean, even some of you men had written me, it wasn't just women, asking what is the big deal about football? Last year, what was the big deal about the Olympics? It bores you. Not for me. I find that stuff fascinating. I think it is so psychologically healthy to be a part of a team, or if not, root for a team. I mean, don't we feel better during football season? I mean, mind you, take away the beer, take away the French onion dip and all the, you know, high caloric foods that a lot of us imbibe and consume during the games. It is, I think you burn more calories and you do more bonding while watching a football game, yelling and screaming and jumping up and chest bumping and hugging and smacking each other on the butt and screaming at the dog to get out of the food and screaming at the kids. It's good. It's good. I think it's exhilarating. It's adrenaline pumping. It's calorie burning and it's exciting. So people getting together for Redneck Olympics just makes me smile. I mean, right, people are practicing, they're working out, they're training for these things. I think it should be great. You know, I mean, why not do like a Beverly Hills type Olympics? I don't know if any of these ladies would do it, but I mean, who could walk on a park lawn getting their high heel shoes the least muddy? I mean, there's a variety of different things you could train for and win, but people like to win. People like contests, you know. In field day, I could run. I wasn't the most athletic, and because I went to 12 different schools, I never had a chance to prove myself on where I could place on our field day team. But one time, somebody fell, and they said, Dolly, I think this was second grade or something, go. They fell, go run. So I started the race late, and I actually finished in 10th place, okay, even though I started the race late. Now, true, the 10th place ribbon, I think it was pink or white, you know, there's colors for 10th place, but I was so proud to get that. I don't know where the ribbon is. It probably disintegrated. I mean, back in the 70s, I spilled some Tang on it or something, but I was pretty proud of that. And winning something, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be the real Olympics. I think it's good, so I'm pretty excited about that. What I'm not excited about is you got a medical doctor, I believe she was an oncologist, accused of trying to poison another doctor earlier this year. Dr. Ana Maria Gonzalez Angulo, 42 years old, is charged with aggravated assault of a family member. According to investigators with the University of Texas at Houston Police Department, Gonzalez Angulo attempted to poison Dr. George Blumenschein on January 27th by putting ethylene glycol in his coffee while the two were together in a home at 3860. I don't know if they were dating. The victim said that the cup of coffee had, you know, tasted sweet, and she said she had thrown some Splenda in it. He drank two cups of the coffee. Ethylene glycol also kills the cats, right? Isn't that an antifreeze? Right? Cats love it. And it's sweet. And then within 4 hours, Blumenschein began to experience slurred speech, poor balance, loss of fine motor skills. 16 hours, he was admitted to the emergency room where he had central nervous system depression, cardiopulmonary complications, and renal failure. The tox report showed that the amount of ethylene glycol was enough to kill him. Now, they both work at MD Anderson Cancer Center. We're talking about the MD Anderson. The hospital issued a statement that she is on paid administrative leave and declined to comment further. Again, remember, they're innocent until proven guilty. All right, Gonzalez's attorney claims the investigators jumped the gun and should not have filed charges against the client. She's a distinguished citizen and scientist, and these allegations are totally inconsistent with her personal and professional life. You know, that would actually stink if somebody tried to commit suicide some way, and they said that the person they were living with or dating or working with did it to him. That would be hard to prove. You see, the problem is, you know, the first story that comes out is usually the one believed to be true. But, you know, you always kind of wonder, you know, we're talking about Houston doctor accused of poisoning another doctor. Everybody thinks the woman's, you know, the woman is already guilty. But what if the other happened? What if he wanted to drink something sweet? He wanted to just, I mean, I don't know. There's other ways to commit suicide, I guess. Later realizes, wait a second, since I lived through this, this could be bad. I regret it. Let me blame it on somebody. I don't know. I'm not saying that's what happened in this particular case, but just, you know, we need to kind of get the facts. But then you don't know. Maybe there's some love triangle. I don't know. I don't want to get into that. You know, but boy, whew. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. By the way, anytime anything kooky happens to you, your ER doctor should always be running a toxicology test. Sometimes, however, they don't. You're having chest pain, you're having delirium. All right, maybe you guys want to have a little note strapped to your chest or tattooed somewhere saying, please do tox screen. Please do tox screen. Because, you know, some of you look at the story going, how the hell did they know to look for ethylene glycol? How did they know? Well, really, as an ER doc, I always thought of poisonings, accidental ingestions, overdosing, drugs. I just did. That's because that was me. But it's because, again, I trained in, you know, L.A. and Las Vegas and Reno, and so, you know, I saw a lot. But as a family member, if you have somebody that goes in and nobody knows what the hell is going on, bring up tox screens. All right, when we come back, 40% of designated drivers will actually drink before driving, which means you don't have a designated driver. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.